Newsweek, the national press, and Canada. It's all over the internet, folks, and I was just on KHAL Radio promoting spanking. It turns out a new study agrees with the findings of Bob Benyert Live over the last 20 years that spanking is good for kids. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyert, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We'll be talking about this through the show, but the headline is A Spanked Child is a Happy Child. And liberals are up in arms because of the jihad, the holy war against spanking that has helped to ruin the lives of millions of young people in America and around the world. But it's exciting to see that common sense has now been reinforced by this study of 2,600 people in the U.S., in America, interviews with 2,600 people, including 180 teenagers. And when you talk to guys about having been spanked as kids, now not all guys, but I'm making a generalization of many guys, if not most guys. For example, you're in a locker room or you're hiking with a bunch of guys up in the mountains. You're going up a 14,000 foot peak in Colorado. And the topic of spanking comes up and the guys start to tell their stories about when they were spanked. And they have fond memories of the whooping that their father gave them. And sometimes it's especially heartfelt. And they say how their dad really saved them from going down such a destructive path. I could tell one of those stories about myself. When my grandmother told my father that she saw me and my cousin smoking cigarettes. And my dad was going to give me the spanking of my life, and it scared the living tar out of me. It scared the nicotine out of me. I never touched another cigarette because I saw my life pass before my eyes. And so I'm thankful for my dad. Now, he had spanked us as we were growing up, and that time he didn't. That time he didn't, and that was a major, major infraction of the rules of our house, but he saw how devastated and how repentant I was just from the mere possibility of being spanked again. And since I had been spanked previously, and this was not an idle threat, it made such an impact on me. And I love my father. And years later, he became a Christian and he went to be with the Lord. How many years ago? 15 years, 20 years ago, long time ago. But he became a Christian. And so, but before we talk about the study and spanking, just a few news items. By the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. If you didn't hear Asha yesterday call into this radio program with Joe Scott co-hosting and Bob Benyert, you're going to want to go to kgov.com. Now, that show should be uploaded by 6 p.m. Eastern time today. So about an hour from now, 6 p.m. Eastern time today, yesterday's show, Britt Hume and Asha on Bob Benyert Live, should be available online at KGOV, KGOV.com. And you know, Bob Benyert Live was one of the first radio programs in the nation to make available free of charge a permanent archive of the radio broadcasts. Now, others have begun to follow suit, but we've been doing this for many years, and we've just started a new project to go backward through time historically and begin to add entire years of Bob Benyert Live to our archives. So, Lord willing, that project will go well. All right, the headline, the banner headline on Drudge in enormous red font, bold, is count the lies. Barack Obama vowed 8 times to televise the healthcare debate. 8 times. And Barack Obama even said, we're going to debate this on C-SPAN. And now C-SPAN is begging the Obama administration to televise the healthcare debate, and they're refusing. So is it everything was a lie? Not everything. Not everything. When Barack Obama said he would advocate the killing of innocent children, that wasn't a lie. And when he told the liberals that he was a dove and he wouldn't use bombs to try to bring about peace, that was a lie. What was it, the day after inauguration? He was dropping bombs on Al-Qaeda terrorists and killing them. So good for him. So when he lied or he was a hypocrite to turn to do what was right, good for him. When he's consistent and he's consistent with something that is evil, bad for him. So if you've ever heard somebody say, well, at least he's consistent, Adolf Hitler was consistent. So don't be ignorant, right? Don't be ignorant. At least he's consistent. No, if it's evil, it'd be better that he were a hypocrite. Oh, that the world would have more hypocrites. When they advocate what is evil and then their conscience gets to them and they do what is right. I think there's a parable to that effect. So Drudge's headline, count the lies. Obama vowed 8 times to televise health care. C-SPAN's out there saying, we want to carry the health care debate on C-SPAN nationwide. And Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama's administration, no, this is better done in private because it's ugly. It's ugly. It's immoral. Remember Hillary's health care that went down in flames in the 90s? Was it 30 times her health care package talked about throwing doctors in jail? 30 times about? It was dozens of times. Throwing doctors in jail, throwing people in jail. Like if your child gets a broken arm and your neighbor's a doctor and you beg your neighbor on a weekend, could you please, I'll give you $200. Please, could you set my son's arm? And he takes your money, he's going to jail. And by the way, that's not all that different from Obama's health care. It's just that they learned their lesson and they don't mention going to jail 30 times. They have it all summed up in one or two places when you go to jail. A global warming update, This winter could be the worst in 25 years for the U.S. Matt Drudge has a chill map up, and it's cold. All over the country, it is cold. In England, these are all headlines atop of Drudge above the fold right now. In England, they're braced for the heaviest snowfall in half a century, in 50 years, and their big snow is shutting cities down in England. Gas supplies are running out in the UK. In the US, the elderly are burning books for warmth. You know how the media does that? There's one person who burns some books, and they say, elderly are burning books for warmth. That's the media, right? The Army drafted to rescue 1,000 snow-stranded motorists. Vermont sets all-time record for one snowstorm. Iowa temperatures are a solid 30 degrees below normal. This is your weekly global warming update here at Bubba Neert Live. Broadcast on the 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT, most powerful radio station in Colorado. Even more powerful than that pipsqueak. What is it? Higher up on the dial? Higher up means the signal doesn't go as far. What is it? It's K something. KOA 850. What do they got? 50,000 watts? Pipsqueaks. 50,000 watts at KOA. At 850, we're at 670. They say they're the blowtorch. They are the hairspray of the Rocky Mountains. KOA is the hairspray of the Rocky Mountains. KLTT is the blowtorch of the Rocky Mountains. 50,000 watts, actually 55,000, but don't tell anybody. 55,000 watts, lower on the AM dial at 670. And so this is your weekly global warming update from Bubba Neert Live, also available on KGOV, KGOV.com. So Iowa temperatures are a solid 30 degrees below normal for this time of the year. Let's see, South Korea is buried in the heaviest snowfall in 70 years. South Korea. A New Jersey power plant has shut down. Now, this is not a coal-fired plant. This is a New Jersey nuclear power plant has shut down because of ice buildup that's historic. This does not bode well for Al Gore. I mean, the Gore effect, the more he proclaims global warming, the colder it gets. Here's another headline. Midwest sees near record lows, snow by the foot. How about this one? Miami shivers from coldest weather in a decade. Miami. And there's just all over the world, not only all over the U.S., all over the world, cold weather. It's just funny. Isn't it funny? If you're a liberal and you could either believe Al Gore or the thermometer, you have to believe Al Gore to be a liberal, right? To be a liberal, and it's either kill the baby and protect the rapist, or kill the rapist and protect the baby. To be a liberal, you have to advocate killing the baby and protecting the rapist. To be a good liberal, you have to believe Al Gore, not the thermometer, because it's stopped warming and it's been steady or cooling for a decade now. And more ice in Antarctica. If you were spanked, has it helped you? If you weren't spanked, has it hurt you? The good kids of today, you know how people say, well, he's a good kid. You got some kid throwing a temper tantrum at the grocery store, and the mom is embarrassed, and she says, well, you know, because she's forced to talk to the checkers, and she said, well, he's a good kid. Or at a family gathering, a dinner, Thanksgiving, and there's a kid that's just acting like a punk or a brat, and his dad says, well, you know, he's a good kid. You see, what's happened is we have redefined what good means when we use it in context with kid, because the good kids of today are the brats of yesterday. Yesterday, they would have said, you know, that kid is a brat, because he would have stood out as a brat. But today, he's a good kid. And does that help kids just to redefine the terms? We're dumbing down the kids in the government schools, and we're changing the terms. So the good kids of today are the brats of yesterday. And does that make kids happier when you just lie to yourself and say, well, my son is such a good kid. He's always miserable, and he's rotten to you. He's mean to you. He even lifts his hand to you. And you tell yourself he's a good kid. And then you remind yourself that when you give him ice cream. You give him ice cream and he's so nice. And you say, look what a good kid he is. You judge how you're doing as a parent, not when things are going as best as they possibly could for your kids. Like when you've taken them to a movie or to Disney World. You judge how you're doing when something happens that your child doesn't like. When things happen that your kids don't like they can't play the video game right now because their cousin's playing it, how do they behave at that moment? Or they want to go to the movies and you say, we can't. How do they behave at that moment? Or they want candy and you say, you can't. How do they behave at that moment? That's when you determine how are you doing as a parent. And that's valuable information, because if you're doing lousy, you want to know that. Unless you don't really love your child, you're more selfish. We had a neighbor, and I would never say who it was, but we had a neighbor living right next door to us. And one day, the neighbor comes, knocks on the door. Hi, Bob. Is Cheryl here? And so Carol, our neighbor, says to us that, guys, your kids are so sweet, but, you know, Dominic is out of control. And we said, what? You know what, Carol, you know what, Carol, thank you very, very, very much. Because it takes courage to tell people when their kid's out of control. And Cheryl and I, we have 7 boys and we've lost track. We didn't even know we had a Dominic. So where is that kid? Dominic, get over here. You're out of control. And it was our fault. It was our fault because we gradually, you know how the frog is in the hot water and it gets hotter and hotter and eventually the frog dies because it's boiled, cooked? So gradually you get used to bad behavior, gradually, and you come to think it's normal behavior. So we thanked our neighbor, and Cheryl and I had a powwow. We had a meeting and we said, let's do this. Let's pray to God for help and wisdom, and let's recommit ourselves to raising Dominic to be a pleasant young man. And we did. And it took, what did it take? I have to ask my wife. I have a bad memory. I don't even remember Dominic. But I think it took 4 or 5 days. And in 4 or 5 days of effort, he has been a pleasant young man now for 5 years, 5 years, 5 years. He's been a pleasant young man. And I don't know how long he was misbehaving. I don't remember. Was it weeks? It couldn't have been one day. The neighbor wouldn't come over in one day. It's not like he was going to her house and breaking the windows. She just could tell from hearing that he was being a troublemaker, a little kid. And our immediate reaction was to thank our neighbor for being loving and caring enough to tell us, because that's hard to do. It's hard to do. And Dominic has been the number one person in the world who benefited from our neighbor. But people are naturally scared to death to say to parents, what's wrong with your child? Because they intuitively know that the parent will be angry and defensive. And so it makes it very hard to help someone who's struggling with miserable kids. And the ones who pay the price are the kids. And you know what the public schools do, according to the Detroit Free Press, DetroitNews.com? The public schools put them on Ritalin and other behavioral psychotropic drugs, and the Detroit Free Press estimates that there are 11 million kids on Ritalin. 11 million. Why? Because of ADD. What does ADD stand for? Adult Discipline Disorder. ADD, Adult Discipline Disorder. The kids who don't get spanked turn out to be miserable, not every one of them, but many. And so the good kids of today are the brats of yesterday. And you know, one of the great joys of life has been robbed from millions of grandparents. That is spending time with their grandkids. I have seen it. I've been observing this for at least 30 years. How old am I? I'm 50, born in 59. Ooh, I'll be 51 in 4 days, January 10th. 51, at least 30 years I have been observing this, that kids are so miserable and disrespectful to their own grandparents that the grandparents have a hard time being with their grandkids. And I've heard grandparents say, not of our kids, of other kids, I can't stand it anymore. I can't have those kids over my house. I just can't take it. They are brats. They're disrespectful. They're self-centered. They're miserable. You think that only happened the 8 or 9 times in my life that I've noticed grandparents who can't stand their own grandkids? Or do you think it's happened 80 million times? 80 million times in Europe, in America, and everywhere in the world where there's been a jihad against spanking. So it used to be, remember Yankee Doodle Dandy? Remember that movie? Who starred in Yankee Doodle Dandy about George M. Cohan? George M. Cohan? I'm asking the studio audience. Jimmy Cagney, James Cagney. Remember his dad spanked him on the backside? In that movie, he was playing a role in Peck's Bad Boy. And this was, he wasn't an adult. This was his character when his character was a kid. And the dad said, I can't slap him in the mouth. He has to sing. I can't hit his hand. He has to play the piano. And he laid him over his knee and he said, the one place where this kid doesn't have any talent, and he whooped on him. And the audience cheered because he was being a punk, and the audience recognized that's not child abuse. That's good. That's good. And how many Gunsmoke, I remember Gunsmoke, a really troubled kid. And was a 10-year-old kid running loose, causing so much trouble. And the marshal, who was the marshal in Gunsmoke? Anybody remember? Dylan. Matt Dillon. And you know who spanked the kid in Gunsmoke? Matt Dillon did. And the kid's parent, you know what the kid who was a brat, you know what his dad said to Matt Dillon? He said, "Marshall, I never spank my kids." And Matt Dillon said, "It shows." And the boy, the 10-year-old bad boy, got spanked by the marshal. He answered someone after that, and he said, "Yes, sir." They said, "Where'd you learn to say yes, sir?" And the boy said, "From him," and he pointed to the marshal. In Westminster, Mariah, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
I heard you just talking about global warming.
Yeah, that's right. How old are you, Mariah?
I'm 10 years old.
Wow, what an honor to have you call into this show, Bob and Yurt Live. Yeah, we were talking about global warming, so what's up?
Well, this morning I found a verse in the Bible.
Yeah.
From Job. And it talks about how cold it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way back in the book of Job, it was pretty cold, right?
Yes.
All right. And Mariah, I know a Bible verse too from the book of Genesis.
You do?
It has to do with this subject. Could I read it to you?
Sure.
Well, warning, 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 Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob in Your Life that you would like to censor anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public, so this warning gives you fair notice, raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. Okay, Mariah, in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, the Lord God said something after the global flood. The Lord said this, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease."
Oh, cool.
Isn't that neat? So God said there will be winter, there will be summer throughout the rest of the history of the world.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
And so here we are, you know, 4,500 years later or so, and there's still winter and there's still summer. Unless you go to Antarctica, where it's been cold. Hey, thank you, Mariah.
You're welcome.
God bless you. I appreciate that. Now, during this jihad against spanking, I thought it the better part of valor not to ask Mariah if her dad spanks her, because social services might be at their door. But you have to love your kids more than you fear liberals. You have to love your kids more than you fear liberals. And you have to be wise, of course, but of course you spank your children. And it's legal to spank your kids in many states in this country. And liberals hate that, but it is legal. And so this study, this is an exciting study. I was on KHOW Radio just before we went on the air here on KLTT, just as a caller on Tom Martino's show. And I told the call screener I'd like to talk about kids being miserable, the kids who don't get spanked, and they're put on Ritalin by the millions. Millions of kids suffer from ADD, which is adult discipline disorder. Do you think 100 years ago there were millions of kids who could not pay attention in class and school? You think there were millions of kids? The story goes that one education expert visited America some years ago from another country and saw how badly behaved the kids were in the classrooms. And the expert, the American expert psychologist said, "Well, we give the kids Ritalin and it controls ADD so that they behave properly." And the foreigner said, "Well, we don't have this ADD in our country. We simply don't allow it." And that's it. Instead of putting 11 million kids on drugs, you simply don't allow it. But if there is a jihad against spanking, then what are you going to do? You're either going to mess with the kid's top or you're going to mess with his bottom. That's your choice. You're either going to play with his head or spank him on his bottom. Now, what does the child recover from more quickly? A spanking on his bottom or psychotropic drugs given to affect his mind? You know, we don't have to use Ritalin. We could give everybody, all the kids in school, we could give them a rum and coke. So It's good to see this U.S. study and so many in the media, and including on KOW, the support from the callers on KOW for, what, 3 hours? It was tremendous, including the regular guests. Everybody I heard, we had the radio on in the background at the studio, everybody said how important it is to spank kids. And it's good to hear that. It's good to see, you know, ABC canceled the appearances of that homosexual singer because he was grossing out everybody. It's good to see ABC coming on board with the Bob and Your Live program. And it's good to see so many in the media in America and around the world coming on board with spanking. In fact, there was a study done in the Soviet Union, and the USA Today newspaper reported on a British poll that found 2/3 of Britons, where it's liberal, you know, thought public schools should flog students. 2/3. That was in December 1996, front page story. Hey, in Colorado, we're trying to get back on the ballot with personhood. We need your help. Please go to personhoodcolorado.com, call 303-753-9394, and our website is KGov Maranatha.